We'll work through, because as you all know, there are a variety of bases for an organization to get exemption. We're going to just provide an overview of 501c3s, 4s, 5s, and 6s. And then we'll spend some time kind of running through the operational rules for C4s, 5s, and 6s. And then we'll talk about managing drama. We thought we'd first get a sense of who's in the audience. So are there any of you who work with a C4 org? If you can just raise your hand. Okay. How about a C5? Okay. And how about a C6? Okay, so there are a couple of you.
The C6ers are twice as many as the C4s.
And there were no C5s. Doesn't come as a huge surprise. So, but a lot of C3s, as you all know, and probably why you're here, do have related entities, do have related C4s. A lot of C6s have related C3s. So it's really important to get a good handle of the various requirements associated with each type of organization. So starting with C3s, C3s, as probably many of you know, have this requirement to be organized and operated exclusively for charitable purposes. 501c3 purposes really encompass a lot of different types of purposes. They're charitable purposes, as I mentioned, scientific purposes, educational purposes. So there are a variety of different ways to get 501c3 exemption, but you need to be both organized and operated for those purposes. In contrast, you can't be operated or organized for for-profit activities. You can't be formed for a purpose that would violate public policy.